check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Well, that was fun. I have to tinkle.
Mel was in the chat room. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
And she left.
Well, yeah, she uses us.
She
to
didn't
go to sleep.
Say bye. She just
that's
left.
She, I mean, we were in the middle of stuff.
And Kathy Marshall is still there, although
she fell asleep a while ago.
Yeah.
Probably taking, you know, she's in San Francisco. They take drugs there. Like they just, they're all the time. They're just always taking drugs.
That's what my mom says.
I went this past week to see the Book of Mormon.
Oh, yeah, because you had never seen it.
I hadn't. I mean, I know.
Did you like it? Did you?
So I know all the songs.
And, yeah, I knew that. You have the cast, the album memorized or whatever.
But I have never seen the show. So, yeah, I don't know what I was expecting, but I feel like, yeah, it was very enjoyable. I liked the way they did the sets. I liked the way they did the song. My only complaint, I know, Kel Surprise, was with the sound guy because there were times that people weren't.
Did you go over an intermission and be like, hey, I don't know, I'm a professional podcaster.
Yeah.
I used to be on a radio show.
Oh, it's Auntie Scott. Hi, Auntie Scott.
I can help you with your audio.
We're talking about me seeing the Book of Mormon the other night. The sound guy wasn't the greatest, but the guy who played Elder Cunningham, this is like his first professional role. He was super good. Like I was just like, he was great. Even the female lead, she was great. Most of the chorus was great, but Elder Price.
I don't remember who the female characters were.
The main female is the villager, the daughter, the one that.
Oh yeah. The one who.
Yeah, he keeps calling her the wrong name. anyway, the Elder Price though was a bit pitchy. And I felt like, but here's the fun thing. The fun thing is that, as you know, Adam, as a connoisseur of the Book of Mormon, he prays that he'll go to his favorite place.
Orlando.
And guess where I was seeing the Book of Mormon, Adam? In Orlando. Yeah, the place went insane anytime, because Orlando is mentioned like two or three times during the show. And yeah, anytime they mentioned Orlando, it was freaking, you know, a madhouse. So, but no, overall, I really enjoyed the show. I had never seen it before. I liked it a lot. And I even listened to the soundtrack again, just because the sound guy there was so shitty. I wanted to hear it done well. You know what I'm saying? Done well, this kind of thing. You know, one of my favorite performances, you know, this Live at Lincoln Center, that series on PBS?
I think so, yeah.
Andrew Rannells did a Live at Lincoln Center, which I loved, and I can't find it anywhere. Like, they don't sell it.
Who is Andrew Rannells?
Andrew Rannells is the person who originated the role of Elder Price on Broadway.
Okay.
He's a Broadway singer that then went on to do, he was in the movie, he was in the show Girls on HBO. He was the gay best friend. He's been on a lot of stuff, but he's been in The Producers with Josh Gad and him. He's a Broadway guy anyway, but he's got an amazing voice. I love his voice. And he was just, his little one man show was so well done. It was so good. Anyway, I wish I could find it. I wish I could find it, Adam. It's kind of like, it's my own personal Father Knows Best Christmas special. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing. It's a thing that I long to see, but I don't have a recording of it. And now I'm just waiting for my friend to deliver to me a digitally pristine copy of that cherished, cherished television show, Father Knows Best Christmas Special.
Father Knows Best Christmas special.
Oh, yes, Adam. The Father Knows Best Christmas special.
The Father Knows Best Christmas special.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Who wanted the Father Knows Best Christmas special? What are you referring to is what I'm saying.
Oh, here. No, it's a show. It's a TV show that aired in 19.
I know what Father Knows Best is. It was around the same time, I think, as like the Donna Reed show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My Three Sons. Yeah,
back in the 20s. So
Father Knows Best. The Ann Southern show.
Well, so they had this Christmas special, and this Christmas special just wasn't ever included on any of the DVD sets. Like when they later, like, you know, published all the Father Knows Best that you could buy on DVD or whatever, the Christmas special was not on that set, nor could you find it on any other set. And so this particular friend of mine, all they had was a VHS recording that they had made from when it aired on television. So like, you know, like it had run on like ABC, you know, as a Christmas special or something, and they had recorded it off of television, off of a VHS tape. And for decades, Adam, for decades, they would watch this old beaten up VHS copy of Father Knows Best Christmas special. Until a very dear friend of theirs provided them with a digital version that, you know, a DVD rip that they had found on the internet and provided it to them. So that they would have, you know, a much better version of the show to watch.
Well, okay. So you want... No, there was.
I want someone... Yeah, I'm waiting for my friend. I'm waiting for my friend to find me the copy of Andrew Rannells live at Lincoln Center.
You can't. Amazon?
No.
Or?
Nope.
Well, maybe it doesn't exist.
Thanks, Obama. I mean, it's like.
You can ask ChatGPT to recreate it. Hey, can you recreate the Andrew Rannells
song? Like performance at live at Lincoln Center.
I thought you had to go pee or something.
I do, and then I got sidetracked, and I have some articles that I wanted to bring up.
Okay,
I'll be back. Hold on.
Since Adam has brain damage, I forgive him for what? What did I do, and what brain damage do I have? We're not remembering. Oh. Well, I don't know when you actually, I didn't listen to you until quite late in your stint as a podcaster. And I don't know when that story specifically was brought. No, I did, but I was very late, probably the last year or two that you were doing it. You had gone to like phone in a dance, like one day a week or something by the time I was listening, but maybe. I mean, maybe you did maybe that was one of those cheesecake episodes that you played every time. No, I'm just saying you did your show for a while. So maybe that Father Knows Best story came up early in your run. I didn't go back and listen to all the back episodes, the back catalog, so to speak. Oh, good morning, Big Fatty. I see. I don't remember things. Do you listen to Big Fatty? Oh, okay. Do you guys just text each other? How do you keep up with what's going on in each other's lives? You record down at the bar. So just once every, you asked him today for, he does text now, I guess. He finally got a text included in his package or something. Is he a good cook? Because he always talks about how he can't cook, but then he's always like, nuts and bolts, and oh, I whipped up a, you know, whatever for Friday at Fatty's, and like all this kind of stuff. I'm kind of tempted to get the recipe from him for nuts and bolts, though, actually. But because I think it's just like a Chex Mix recipe, right? Although there's a recipe on the back of the box, on the back of the Rice Chex box probably. But so I you've probably heard this because of my show, but I was so upset that my Vitamix broke on Wednesday, or it was already broken.
How many times have you used it over the years since you
got that many. Not that many. I can probably count it on two hands how many times I've used it. And those are the ones that like professionals use. And I don't understand how I'm having so much trouble with it. I hope I didn't eat metal shavings on Wednesday. Because
he asked, Auntie Scott asked Big Fatty for a recipe today. What recipe?
I don't know. Nuts and bolts.
Was it the nuts and bolts?
No, I don't know.
Ham and Swiss sandwiches. Oh, the ones in the biscuits. I think he got that from my mom.
Your mom and Big Fatty were friends?
Big Fatty came to Thanksgiving with mom and dad in South Carolina.
Did she ask him if he wanted a glass of water?
This was right at the beginning of that we were, you know, that I was starting to suspect that she had. I think dad knew, but yeah, she wasn't so bad then. She would just repeat things like once in a while. She would say something like she didn't know. And he was like, we've already had this conversation. You know, I was like,
you know, I am not making light of Alzheimer's at all, but I'm going to say a joke right now. We won't even, it'll take us a while, Daniel, to know if you have anything because you constantly forget things already. So it'll just be like a normal, yeah. Oh man, he took an extra hit tonight.
No, I mean, you'll notice it because it'll be like, I'll start telling you the exact same story.
Oh, and, then I've got it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my concern. That's my concern, Adam.
I'm already there. I have probably repeated. Don't agree with me if I have, but I've probably repeated entire days, like where on Geeky Gay, I literally just told the same day twice in my recaps. Mm-hmm. And not even realize it.
I've never done something like that.
Have you repeated an entire day on a show?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so. Oh, did I just close that? I didn't want to close that. Ugh.
I do. Like never mind. I'm not going to admit that.
What? You're not going to admit what?
Nothing. I'm not going to admit it.
What aren't you going to admit?
Nothing. Moving right along. What articles did you have that you wanted us to cover?
So I clipped this out of Good Housekeeping because I wanted you to understand my objection to when you say, oh, I'm trying to be healthier and I'm eating more of this, or I'm trying to be just like, because the word healthy is just so loaded, right? It's so loaded. Healthy is different to everyone, right? So it's like,
I don't think I say healthy.
In the beginning when you're on your diet and you're just like, you know, I'm trying to be more healthy. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I'm on a diet because I'm trying to be more healthy. And I was trying to point out, it's just like, you're on a diet because you're trying to lose weight. But the healthy part implies that the way you're eating is the only healthy way to eat. And there's a bunch, you know, we all have different bodies. We all have different needs and whatever. Anyway, my point is that from this Good Housekeeping article, they publish it. This is the most unhealthy fast food burger in America, according to a new study. And it lists the most unhealthy cheeseburgers at fast food chains in America. And it sounds horrible, other than the fact that it's the score is determined by the most amount of saturated fat, total sugar, and sodium present in each burger.
Okay.
So it's immediately assuming that, oh, well, if you're getting the calories from fat, then that's bad for you. But that's the entire keto diet, right? The entire keto diet is you're getting calories from fat,
well,
and that's good.
Except, sure, but also the keto diet wouldn't include the buns and the... Yeah,
but my point being is that it's just unhealthy. Doesn't mean there could be people that are on Weight Watchers that this is within their point and they eat it once a week or whatever. And it's not... So I feel like it's just really loaded with this whole unhealthy thing. But I just wanted to let you know, Adam, that the number one burger, the most unhealthy cheeseburger at fast food chains. Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess who the number one coming in at a whopping 50? I don't know what the 50 unhealthiness score.
Probably like the I'm not going to get it right, but of the ones that I go to, I think it would be like either Whataburger or Wendy's. And Wendy's, I would pick like a triple Baconator or something like that.
Oh, no,
like
no, the these are all cheeseburgers. These are just original cheeseburgers. You know, like they're trying to compare apples to apples as much as they can.
So oh, just like a single cheeseburger?
Yes, a single cheeseburger.
Then that may completely change it because I will
tell you that you said Whataburger and Wendy's. They are both on the list.
They're not number one.
They list the top 16. So it's like, so the Wendy's and Whataburger are both
in
the
Five top. Guys?
Yes, Adam. Yes. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to hit the blah, blah. But yeah,
because they're super greasy.
Yeah.
They're really like the bun is dripping practically. They're like
26 grams of fat, 11 grams of sodium, or excuse me, 11 milligrams of sodium, 1 gram of sugar, which is going to be from the bun. And I don't know what this energy points crap is, but energy points
is like,
energy points.
I actually don't know.
However, Whataburger number two, the jalapeno and cheese Whataburger. It comes in at an unhealthiness score of 42, which is tied with Smashburger's classic smash. Next on the list is Carl's Jr., just the famous star with cheese. So just the cheeseburger at Carl's Jr. Sonic is right after that. The Windy single is after that. The Shake Shack single is after that. Fatburger.
So, Auntie Scott, Kathy Marshall at some point has been in chat, but she hasn't said anything for a long time.
Yeah, we think she fell asleep or she overdosed. We don't know. One of the two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or maybe she just passed out because, you know,
here's the thing. Burger King and McDonald's last on the list. They are,
McDonald's cheeseburger is the size of a quarter. So, I mean, you're not, when you're comparing them to like, you know, a burger the size of, I don't know, a Frisbee or something.
That makes it even more impressive that the Culver's Butterburger has a rating of 17, has an unhealthiness rating of 17.
And it is literally a stick of butter on a bun. I mean, a butter burger.
You know what? Keto. That's great.
You couldn't do the bun. Do you ever just like cut into a stick of butter and just like, oh, I'm just eating butter right now?
Yeah. Actually, tonight when I made the, look, Kathy Marshall's back. Tonight when I was making the pork tenderloin.
The one that you got from the Disney Cast Connection store?
Yes. After I did the rub on it, I then put butter, pats of butter on it and then wrapped that in foil and then cooked it and then, butter and lime and then, I also, when I cut it and put it on my plate, I also put more butter on the pork. So I actually put extra butter on the pork.
You put butter on the butter? Is that what you're saying?
I did. I put butter on the butter.
I made something good this week. It was, since we're talking about food, I made a stir fry. I had some leftover chicken thighs, and I had a little bit of red bell pepper, a little jalapeno, half of a red onion. And I stir fried all of that in my wok and I marinated the chicken in a cup of soy sauce, a cup of brown sugar, and like a half a cup of vinegar and garlic. And then I stir fried those things and then I added the marinade back in there and let it reduce.
Wow.
And made like a kind of a syrupy, it wouldn't be keto, sorry. And then we had ramen packets, and so I had it over ramen instead of rice. So I had noodles. So like a sweet and sour chicken thigh over like a...
Oh, sounds good.
Noodle. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I could do zoodles.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. Yeah. But you see the sugar in the you... It wouldn't be the same without the sugar, and the sugar is not keto, so I don't...
We have sugar substitutes. We have things we can use.
Yeah, maybe. But the whole point, would that reduce and stuff like stevia? Like, would that behave the same as like...
Not stevia, but allulose would. we have different versions, you know, there's different, like erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol.
It was good. Yeah. I mean, but
the problem with the sugar alcohols is that if you eat too much of it, you get the runs really fucking badly. So it's like, you know, here's a cheesecake made with erythritol. And she's like, oh my God, that's just like, you're going to be in the toilet for a day.
Put the towels in the dryer.
Oh, so, okay. Well then go do that. That's
I'll
fine.
Be right back.
Sure. Go back. Go ahead. Just, I'm fine. I don't need anything. Nope. Not me. I'm fine. I'll just sit here and talk to me. Oh, Crone. Hi, Crone. How are you this evening? Hope everything's going well. What was I doing? I think I forgot what I was doing. I was doing something. It was going to be relevant. I was going to teach about the internet. The internet is really, really great. Got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait for porn.
Hi, I'm Gemini. We're about to go live, where you can explore complex topics or ideas just by talking. But okay. Before we get started, mm-hmm. Take a quick look at this important information.
Okay. Yeah, tapping the live button turns on the mic. Turn off the mic. Tap and hold the end button. Okay. Some features. Okay. Chats are saved. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Great. Let's get going. Here's one of the voices I have, but there's more to choose from. Swipe to give him a listen, or just tap start to get chatting.
Here's another voice I can use. You can pick me.
Or maybe you'd like to listen to a voice like...
For example, here's another one. Maybe I can be the voice that helps you brainstorm gift ideas for a friend who loves cooking. The choice is yours.
Oh, he sounds cute. Oh, yeah, we'll go with that. Okay.
You can always change my voice and settings later.
Why would I want to change your voice, baby? Why would I want to change your voice? Are you not hearing? Hello?
Hello. So, have you... when you hear this week's throwing down...
Yeah.
Joe has like a full-on relationship with his ChatGPT.
Hold on. I have to... Crone has put an audio clip in the chat.
Yes.
I can't. When I play it, I'm not hearing it.
Me either.
It should be going to my...
I don't hear it either.
Yeah, okay. Kathy doesn't hear it. Okay, yeah, so it's just a blank recording. Thanks, Crone. What do you mean he has a full-on relationship with his ChatGPT?
He's got a name. He picked a twink voice. He gave it a name. He has it call him Poppy. He like talks to it every day and like tells it stuff that's going on in his life.
Yeah.
So that then he can go back and have conversations with it about like, he's like, oh, what should I talk about? And it knew. It was like, oh, remember on Tuesday when you were having trouble in the...
So if there's anything you'd like me to focus on first, just let me know.
Hi, glad to meet you. I think we...
Hello, it's lovely.
Hi there. I just want to share how thrilled I am to work with you and...
Hey, what's up? Feel free to...
Hey there. I've got a really great...
Hi there. Nice to meet you.
Hey, it's great to meet you.
That's
how's
his.
How's your day going? I'm really looking forward to working on some...
That's
cool
Diego.
Together.
Hey, how's it going? I'm looking forward to working together. Let's figure out where to start.
He sounds
what's
like
on your mind?
He sounds like he has a bigger dick.
He sounds like he should be on an Allstate commercial. You're in good hands. Or no, that wasn't Allstate. Was it Allstate? No. State Farm? There was who was president? What's his name? He was like an insurance face man for a while. But he was President Palmer or something on 24.
Who's the Allstate spokesperson? Oh, it's not using the Bluetooth. That's the problem.
Well, anyway. Oh no, I was thinking Farmers. We are Farmers. Da 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 da. Is that white guy from X-Files? The older guy, Skinner, or like...
I said, it's not using the Bluetooth. That's the problem. And then it said, oh, okay, I got it. Connecting a Bluetooth device. I don't think that's what I meant. Let's do this. Let's exit that.
What was the question? Oh, sorry, Auntie Scott. Brain damage. Mm-hmm. It depends. If you you have to use either the app on your phone, or if you have a Mac. Do they have Windows now?
Yeah, I think they now have a Windows app.
But if you go to ChatGPT, if you're pay, you have to pay for it. So if you're not paying for it, then you won't get it. If you pay for it, you can use the app. It's only in the app. It's not in the browser.
I guess I'll figure it out myself, he says.
No, he said that before I responded.
Oh. Why aren't you connected to
Yeah, you have to be paying for the ChatGPT Pro, which is $20 a month.
I need you to be connected to the Bluetooth so I can chat with you.
And then you select version 4.0.
Yeah, I did that.
You had the voice. What you were just playing was...
I know, but now it's like... Got it. So you connect to Bluetooth for chatting and then select. Why are you so dumb? Right now I'm just annoyed. Because what I wanted to compare was the voice, because I have Copilot as well. And this all comes from an article that says the Microsoft Copilot voice is more human-like than ChatGPT, and it's free to all users. So it's you go into the Copilot app. And then, yeah, I wish it would connect to the Bluetooth so then you could hear it. At the moment, you can't hear the voice. So, boy, this has been fun. This has been very worthwhile. Let's move on to something else.
I was trying to see if the app on, if the app on the computer will also do it, because, oh yeah, it will. So let's see if it can hear me. Hello, ChatGPT. Hold for manual. Hello, can you hear me?
Sorry, I'm having issues right now. Could not understand what you said.
Why do you sound like a woman?
Hold on, let's see. Is there settings in here?
Are there settings?
Let's go to ChatGPT, maybe. Settings.
I'm going to restart my phone.
The audio. Can I select the...
Let me tell you, my new Pixel came with Gemini. Gemini is so useless.
I wonder if you can only do the... Anyway, that's fine. I'm not going to figure it out now, but it does have...
What? People love it, Adam. People love it when we figure out things.
Hi, ChatGPT. How are you doing? What, are you hearing me right now? No, you're not hearing me. What's going on? Nope. Hello.
Just
I'm speaking.
Boom. Like a glass that had a round bottom that just fall.
Are we just going to start listening to another podcast? Is that?
I wanted to assure myself that the Bluetooth was working. That's all, Adam. That's all.
Okay. So were there any other articles?
Yeah, I really wish I could figure out why this Bluetooth isn't working. Okay. Yeah, actually, here's one for you that I'm excited about this. I don't know that you are, though, so you can tell me. The FTC recently approved a new rule that makes it easier to cancel recurring subscriptions or memberships, which are referred to as negative option programs. These include offers where consumers agree to automatic billing after trying something out at a discount or free, or in some cases when they're enrolled without their knowledge or consent. Billing stops only after they take some action to cancel, and that's where the negative part comes in. You sign up for a subscription, a magazine, hair product, or a fruit of the month service. You later decide it's not worth your money and you aren't using the product. Think a gym membership. Meanwhile, the magazines pile up on your floor and blah, you can't cancel. The point is, this new rule that they are going to enact or have been cleared to enact is called the click to cancel rule, which means that you have to, if you can sign up for something on the internet, then you have to be able to cancel it on the internet. So you, in other words, if you, California already has this law, but this would make it federal, which would basically be, you know, If I can go to your website and sign up for whatever your subscription is, I have to be able to go to the website and just as easily cancel it. I have to be able to click on the button.
I'm happy about it. But didn't they get sued like immediately? And like,
that's the next article I have. Guess who's suing the FTC to stop the click to cancel? Three industry groups, the NCTA, the Electronic Security Association, and the Interactive Advertising Bureau, are suing to prevent the FTC from enforcing its new click-to-cancel rules. Yeah, these are basically cable industry, home security companies, and advertisers basically don't want this to happen.
Yeah. Why? I'm surprised, like, the organization of gyms, or like, because, like,
I don't think they're that big.
I've got a Planet Fitness subscription, and they make you come in to cancel it. Like, you can't even call them. You have to go in to a Planet Fitness location. What if you move and you're not near a Planet Fitness anymore? You have to, and you cannot, that's the only way you can cancel, is you have to go in. And so I did have, actually, Rocket Money was able to successfully cancel something for me a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Which I was kind of surprised about, because I've tried a couple of things and they've not been successful.
I mean, Rocket Money is into it, right? So same people that do TurboTax, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying they've been unsuccessful thus far, but this last one they were actually able to cancel, so...
So I know that you are a fan of content. You would consider your consumption of entertainment to be
high,
to be voracious.
Yes.
I've just kind of started watching a series on YouTube that goes for several years. Each episode is 3.5 to 4.5 hours.
Is it a twink?
No.
Each episode is 3.5 to 4.5 hours?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, is this like a podcast type thing, or is this like
it's a D&D game that has been going on for a very long time.
And each episode is 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, they play D&D, so it's the
okay. And it's been going on for how long? Daily?
No. You know, weekly. Weekly. This is, let me get to their website so I can tell you.
I am going to attack.
Hush. You're going to hush is what you're going to do.
I'm going to attack.
You're going to hush. Let me get to, how can I find the, they bury it in a bunch of stuff here. I want to get to Critical. So it's called Critical Role, but I'm going to Campaign 2. So 23.
Oh, is Critical Role? That's not that Will Wheaton one, is it?
No. So Critical Role, this was recorded. It started 6 years ago, this particular campaign that I'm listening to. And a episode, you know, the season that they have here has 21 episodes.
Okay.
Each of them, yeah.
The shortest, like, one being 70 hours. Yes.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Just saying. It's
And you, so you started watching that, and you're saying you've already watched all of them?
Or no, I think I'm on 7 right now.
Episode 7?
Yeah. Season 7? Episode 7. Season 1? No, so this is, all right. So season 1, I started to watch. Season 1 has 100 and, well, all right. So it's not seasons, it's campaigns. So the first D&D campaign, the very first one that they started with, was 144 episodes. But that one happened
All right, so
back in 9 years ago. So that one happened 9 years ago. But that is the one that's the it's called Vox Machina, and that's the one that is now an Amazon. They've made it into an Amazon animated series that is now on season 4. Like, that's their D&D campaign that they did 9 years ago. But they're all professional voice actors, and but they play, so they all have, you know, their own character voices and stuff
On this podcast, you mean, or
on this D&D YouTube channel.
Okay,
so they're all voice actors, and
well, you'll have some content for a while.
I'm just saying you might like it. It's very,
you're not a D&D person.
You don't have to be. It's just fun. You know, they're telling a story. You can see what they're doing, and it's fun.
What's the name?
Critical Role.
Critical Role.
R-O-L-E. Critical Role. And like I said, I wouldn't watch Campaign 1. I'm starting with Campaign 2.
Oh, are they animated?
No. They have an anime. So the Amazon based an animated series off of their YouTube channel. The story that they did in that first D&D campaign, they turned into an animated show.
Is it two girls and two guys?
No. I'll send you a link. Here, I'm going to send you a link to the exact playlist that you need to be seeing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Campaign 3 of Critical Role.
No, that's Campaign 3. That's later. So that's later. That's later. There. So there's the Campaign 2.
But that is the channel.
Yes, that is the channel. But that's Campaign 3, which is what they did after they did Campaign 2.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're like 4 hours
for
one episode.
Yeah. Just give it a try.
Okay.
See what you think. I will tell you this. Because they're live stream, like our live stream show, there's like pre-talk before they get into the game, and then there's a break, and then they come back and do the second half. So, but you can fast
forward. Two girls,
forward.
Two guys, not two girls, one cup, Kathy.
It is seven of them. So there is the DM, which is Matt Mercer, and then the players are
the one with kind of shoulder length hair.
Yes, he's the DM, and then the players. Are I don't know who Marisha's last. I don't know Marisha's last name, but Marisha somebody.
Marisha Hargate.
That could be Travis.
No, that's Mariska Hargate is the lady on Law and Order SVU.
Oh no. Why can't I just see the cast? Oh, you know what? I can. Critical Role cast. So Matt Mercer, Sam Riegel, Laura Bailey, Travis Willingham, Liam O'Brien, and Taliesin Jaffe.
Oh, I think Scott Johnson knows Liam O'Brien.
And Marisha Ray. So these are the voice actors. Laura Bailey, it was actually the voice of Jaina Proudmoore in World of Warcraft, and I always hated Jaina's acting. And I always thought that it was Laura Bailey was just a bad voice actress. But let me tell you, she's really good. It's just that they gave her shit to work with the Jaina Proudmoore stuff. So.
Okay. Well, I'll have a listen.
You should have a listen, Adam. Have a listen.
I will. Well, Daniel, I'm sorry to cut it short.
Now it's time to say goodbye but to
I have a haircut in the morning or tomorrow.
No, it's fine. I'll go back to watching Critical Role. So that's fine, Adam. It's fine.
But at chat room, I appreciate that you guys showed up. You know, it's better late than never is what I always say.
It's Halloween weekend, Adam. Give people a break.
And I hope the ham and cheese and Swiss rolls came out good. And
yeah, I wonder what he did. I wonder what I love he did you without, all. That, without that recipe.
And
all right. Well, good night, Adam. And well, first, Daniel. First, you have to say good night to the chat. Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.
And good night, level.
Good night, John.